And so the hero of this book is not you. It's not how to fix your life. It's not how to do better. It's not how to try harder. It's not how to merit, earn God's love and favor. It's all about Jesus. I argue all the time, but I argued with this guy recently. Came up to me, he says, well, what about the good guys in the Bible? You make it sound like they're all bad guys. I said, name one good guy. He said, what about Abraham? I think Abraham pimped out his wife twice. That's at least one too many. I said, try again. He said, what about David? I said, he murdered a guy and impregnated his wife. We won't even let you be an usher. You do stuff like that. Keep going. What about Paul? He murdered people. That's bad. He murdered deacons. That's really bad. What about Peter? Oh, well, yeah. He bossed Jesus around, denied him, and then turned into a racist. You know, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And no! These are not winners. This is not the, hey, here's the holiest people who ever lived. Read the book about all the winners so you can be a winner. This is the book about all the losers. That's why we love them. We're like, hey, I relate to this. And the hero is Jesus, who comes in for the worst people, who do the worst things and have the craziest ideas. They need a Savior. See, we don't like the moralizing of the Bible because it robs us of the hero, Jesus. See, we're not the hero. We're the villains. Jesus is the hero.